This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India and Russia today exchanged several agreements in areas related to defence, trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture and media. Addressing a joint press meet with President Vladimir Putin at the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit in New Delhi, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that President Putin's visit has come at a time when bilateral relations are reaching many historic milestones. He said that in the last 10 years, the world has seen many ups and downs, and in the midst of all this, India-Russia ties have stood the test of time. The Prime Minister mentioned that both countries will cooperate closely on urea production. He highlighted that nearly 25 years ago, President Putin laid the foundation of the India-Russia strategic partnership. He added that 15 years ago, in 2010, the partnership was elevated to the level of a special and privileged strategic partnership.
15 वर्ष पहले 2010 में हमारी साझेदारी को स्पेशल एंड प्रिविलेज स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप का दर्जा मिला पिछले ढाई दशक से उन्होंने अपने नेतृत्व और दृढ़दृष्टि से इन संबंधों को निरंतर सींचा है हर परिस्थिति में उनके नेतृत्व ने आपसी संबंधों को नई ऊंचाई दी है भारत के प्रति इस गहरी मित्रता और अटूट प्रतिबद्धता के लिए मैं राष्ट्रपति पुतिन का मेरे मित्र का हृदय से आभार व्यक्त करता हूं
During the meeting, both leaders adopted a program for the development of strategic areas of India-Russia economic cooperation till 2030. They reviewed progress in bilateral relations and exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Earlier, the Russian president was accorded a ceremonial reception at Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. The visiting dignitary also paid his respects to Mahatma Gandhi by laying a wreath at Rajghat. In the evening, President Draupadi Murmu will receive the Russian president and host a banquet in his honour. President Putin arrived in New Delhi last evening on a state visit to India for the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. Union Minister of Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju has assured that the government will not impose any penalties and strict action for the next 3 months against those who have not registered work properties on the Ummeed portal. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Mr. Rijiju said that the decision was taken after several members of parliament and community representatives requested additional time, citing challenges faced by mutawallis in completing the process. He urged mutawallis to approach the Waqf Tribunal if they are still unable to complete the process within the grace period. The RBI today cut the interest rate by 25 basis points to 5.25% in a bid to further bolster economic growth. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra announced the decision in the fifth bi-monthly monetary policy for the current fiscal. The development is expected to make various advances, including housing, auto and commercial loans, cheaper. The rate cut comes on the back of the Consumer Price Index or CPI-based headline, retail inflation remaining below the 2% lower band mandated by the government for the last 3 months. India's retail inflation dropped to a historic low of 0.25% in October 2025, marking the lowest level since the Consumer Price Index series was introduced. Meanwhile, the Indian economy has recorded better than expected GDP growth of 8.2% in the second quarter. The RBI has sharply raised the growth projection for the current financial year to 7.3%, up from the earlier estimate of 6.8%. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, closed over 0.5% higher today. The indices opened on a negative note but rebounded after the Reserve Bank of India announced a rate cut and traded with gains for most of the intraday session. The Sensex surged 447 points to close at 85,712, while the Nifty added 153 points to settle at 26,186. In FIH hockey, Men's Junior World Cup 2025, India will face traditional rivals Belgium in the quarterfinals today at Egmore in Chennai. The PR Srijesh coach side has been mercurial in the round-robin stage, notching up significant victories against sides that are not traditionally strong in hockey. And that is the end of this news bulletin.